AFM mostly impacts children and is associated with a sudden onset of a collection of symptoms, including arm and leg weakness, loss of muscle tone reflexes, and in some cases, drooping eyelids, a facial droop, difficulty swallowing, and slurred speech. There has been an uptick in AFM every 2 years since 2014, and no one knows why. It has been associated in the past with polio and other enteroviruses, as well as West Nile virus. But none of the kids who've been sick over the last couple of years has tested positive for those things. San Antonio Metro Health Assistant Director Anita Kurian says that means public health experts really don't have much in the way of advice for how to keep kids from getting it.
Other than make sure you're up to date with your vaccines, you're protected against West Nile virus transmissions by avoiding mosquito bites. And then for enteroviruses, make sure you practice good hand hygiene.
The CDC has asked all doctors to report any cases of AFM in their practices so it can investigate and hopefully, eventually, figure out what's causing it. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.